My best. Okay, let's begin, guys. Want to do like a bunch of different subtopics. So let's Bezushim, see how the Shema will hook up with the Bezushim. First, I wanted to just finish up with Dover Gush. The last Nakuda I just wanted to talk about, I guess if I was trying to think of a better example, I don't know if you, let's say you had a real hot fish. Real, really hot fish would be a Dover Gush, you know, and you want to drop some lemon juice on it. I was trying to think lemon juice on a potato. Well, who has lemon juice on a tomato? So, on a potato, actually. So, but let's just start. We'll finish up Dover Gush with that. Now, the poskim argue about putting a piece of lemon in let's say, a kosheni, a klisheni, let's say, that has tea in it. Are you allowed to put a piece of lemon in a kosheni that has a tea in it? So the Shmir Shabbos and Pirkei Aleph Sifnun Gimel says you're not allowed to. And Rav Moshe, that same piece we've been quoting, Ayin Dalad and Yoni Bisho Osir Ches, Chelik Dalad, Ayin Dalad, Osir Ches, says also it's usher to put a piece of lemon in a klisheni. He says, Mutin a klishlishi. And the Mor HaShabbos says that's what Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal held as well. Yes, mutter and a klishlishi. The Bris Oilam actually says, and I want you to make sure you get this, Melechus Of Ostun Beis says you should be careful not to put a lemon and also lemon juice, which we'll get back to in a minute, Bezushim, also into a klisheni of tea, that's Yatzel Lettuce Bo. He says a klishlishi yesh lahakel, same thing, but he says machmer and a klishlishi tovalov bracha. So that's the shita of the Shmir Shabbos, Reb Moshe, and the Bris Olam. However, the Chazon Ish in the Or LeZion in Siman Nun Beis Sifkat Yed Tes, the Chazon Ish in Siman Nun Beis Sifkat Yed Tes says, Beferish, it is mutter to put a lemon in a klisheni, even though it's Yatza lettuce bowl. We're not worried about Mexican Mevashel because it's a Tavlin. We'll get back to that, Bez Hashem. He says, I'm not worried about Kali Abishal because he has a very a constricted concept, definition of Kali Abishal. We'll get back to that too. And he says, maybe if it's Yad Nichves, Yesh Makom Lahachmer. And the Or LeZion in Perek Lamed, Os Hay, also says it's mutter to put a piece of lemon into your kos of tea, Ale Nenu, I guess it's mint leaves. He says it's mutter in a klisheni. So that's just as all background to what we want to say about Adavar Gush. So is it mutter to put, let's say, a lemon, you know, on a Dover Gush. That's Nimsa. What's the din of a Dover Gush, as we talked about yesterday? Because even those that matter to put in a klisheni like the Chazon Ish and the Or LeZion, maybe they'd be mowed to hear that it's also because a Dover Gush is considered like a Kli Rishon. And maybe if you held like that Mahalach, that a Dover Gush is also a Kli Rishon, you know, then it would be usher to put the lemon on the Dover Gush. But as I said, that, as we said yesterday, that's argued upon. Not everyone agrees with that, that a Dover Gush is like a Kli Rishon. A Dover Gush be Kli Sheni, that it's automatically Kli Rishon. And therefore, maybe there's Malkum Lahakel, but nonetheless, the Psak of the Or HaLevana is Yesh Lizar Ma'od, not to put Limon Latoch HaChamin Sheyad Soledis Bo, because even those poskim, the Chazon Ish and the Or LeZion that are making to put lemon, a piece of lemon in a kosheni, klisheni of tea, maybe by a Dover Gush, to put the lemon on a potato, maybe you should be machmer. But legabe lemon juice, to put lemon juice on the potato, there's much more room to be makel. And that was the Shmir Shabbos I was showing you in Seder to Yehuda Menachem in Perek Aleph Sifnun Hey, because that's been cooked before. So since that's been cooked before, according to Das HaMumchim, there's more room to be makel to put lemon juice in a kos of Mayim Chama, which is a klisheni. And Rav Moshe says we mentioned yesterday in Chelik Dalet Siminah and Dalet Yonah Bishol say that the din of Bishol Achar Bishol, you should be machmer Adavar Gush, and maybe also you wouldn't be machmer here as well. But that Bris Olam that we mentioned, who was machmer not to put lemon and lemon juice in a klisheni, maybe also Lamais, you'd be machmer also here to not put a lemon juice on a Dover Gush as well. So maybe according to the Bris Olam, you come up with a chumrah. But Lamaisa, that's what I wanted to finish up. Like Avi Dovra Gush. What'd you say? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Even if it's the style of God, but it's been cooked, so there's more room to be made. Yeah, definitely. Even in a situation like that, Lamaisa, because you have the push up shot. You're talking about a case where it's even the style of Legamri. Okay. That's the first nekud I wanted to mention. Second nekud, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, you asked me about Turkish coffee.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to it in share. I apologize. I just want to get to it now. I guess that's supposed to be, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I think they say that's the best coffee in the world in Turkey. So whatever it is, what is the status in halacha? So the Kaf HaChaim writes that the process of Turkish coffee along with cocoa is done through kliya, which is parching, which we assume is like baking. The Kaf HaChaim in Sim Reishon Gimel Os Sadi Aleph and the Or LeZion Perek Lamed Os Dalet say that that would be an isser to cook that once it's put in your cup, because that's like Bishachar Afiyah. So that would be a problem, Halacha Lamaisa. So I wanted to mention that because I didn't get back to that about that din. Okay. That's the second nekuda I wanted to mention. Okay, now let's move to, now we didn't have a chance to discuss it, about a Nifsa Kakiluach and Nischal. We didn't have a chance to discuss the last 2 days, so I want to make sure that we get that, Halacha Lamaisa, because the Mishnah Brura mentions it, Halacha Lamaisa. First, let's start with Nifsaka Kiluach, okay? Kiluach means a jet stream. Now, the jet stream gets interrupted in the middle. It's your mafsikit. So, the Ramah in Yordaya, in Simen Samaches Sif Yud, paskins that Irui is only a problem when it's lo Nifsaka Kiluach Mikli Rishon. But if it's Nifsak, it's not considered to be Irui and it doesn't aser. And he says that a second place in Yordaya, Simen Sadi Beis Siv Zayin, he says also Beferish that in Nifsak Achiluch Dino Keklisheni, and therefore it's been interrupted, and therefore it's considered to be like a Klisheni. If it's not Nifsak, it's going to what? It's going to be Usser, like a Kli Rishon. So it's interesting that the Shach, in two places in Yordaya, says Beferish the following. And the Mishnah Brura in Sifka Nayin Dalet says like this in Shin Yud Ches. He says, Sifka Nayin Dalet, he points out that on Sif Yud, it says, Usser to put a tavlin in a kara, a porayin, and from a kli rishon, iri kli rishon's Usser. Even though tavlin is not misbasha but klisheni, nevertheless it's mavasha kadei klipa. Like we said, that's the psak. Three shitas, whether iri klishos, kiklirisho, klisheni, or kadei klipa. But he says, even b'di'evit, it's usser, as long as it's shalom nifsa kakiluach. That's in Sifkot Nayin Dalet. So the Mishnah Brura says that a iri klishon that's nifsa kakiluach, lamaisa, is going to be what? Is going to be like a klisheni. And the Shach in those two places, in Simen Sadi Beis Siftes, the Mechaber writes, if you have cold chalev that drops on a kli, all you need is grata. But if you have hot wax, hot chalev, not wax, hot chalev that falls on a kli, you need hagola. And the Shach says, because in a situation where the irui is nifsak, then all you need is what? Grata. Grata itself is just to scrape it off. But lamaisa, if it's not nifsak, then it's a problem. Halacha lamaisa, you're going to need hagala. And the Shach echoes this in the second place in Kuf Hei Sifkot and Hei. He says that iri kulish is vasha kedei klipa linin Shabbos ubasa b'chalof aser. Vafilu b'iru ish nifsak hakeluch mavliya miyadei klipa l'kuli alma. Mashakosav Ramah Adim nifsak hakeluch ain tzarech hafilu l'kuli klipa. So it's clear, Linin Shabbos, that Irui Mikli Rishon Shenifsa Keklu is not Mavashal, but where it's not Nifsak, then it's Mavashal. So we assume, Lamaisa, that if it's interrupted, well, it's treated like a klisheni. Interesting thing is that there is a sheet that seems to say not that way. The Eglei Tal in Meleches Ofa Oslam Beisif Konav quotes many achronim that say that what we said, that Irim Nifsekil is not a vassal, but there's a Magen Avram in Shin Yud Ches Sifkot Lamed Hey that seems to say that the Irui is Mavashal even where it's Nifsek HaKiluach. He says it's also to put a Basar Roteach Latoch Mayim Sonanim, a hot piece of meat in the cold water. It's Mavashal Kadei Klipa. So there's a Magen Avram that seems to say the Irui is Mavashal even if it's Nifsek HaKiluach. So this general din of the Nifsek HaKiluach is not Mavashal. The Eglei Tal asks on Rov those poskim from a Gemara Pesachim and Davayin Vav. The Gemara Pesachim and Davayin Vav seems to imply that if Rotev is poured in, even if it was Nifsak, it still creates a problem in Asers. So he says, how can Rov poskim say it's Nifsak HaKiluach, it's not Mavashal? So he says that the Gemara over there is talking about where the Rotev itself, he answers, is Nitzla Be'esh. So it's like Dofanos or Huchma Be'esh. Mashenkin by a Kiluach, a jet stream. The Gedera, the Defanos of the Gedera are Mafsik, Beino, Lebeina, Or. And therefore, Rov Poskim that say that Nifsekul is not Mavashal is not against that Gemara in Sechas Pesachim. But what I wanted to just bring out from this is that the Eglei Tal understood that the Magen Avraham was working from the din of Irish and Nifsek HaKiluach. The Magen Avraham never said those words. The Magen Avraham just says that it's Asur Litein Basar Roteach L'Toch Mayim Sonanim. And the way the Eglei Tal understood it, oh, that's a case of where it's the Irui is Nifsa Kakiluach and still Asers. But Lechur, that's the way the Eglei Tal understood it, and he presents the Magen Avraham against Rov Poskim. But it could very well be that Lamaisa, that wasn't where the Magen Avraham was driving at. The Magen Avraham was driving out from the topic we began sure today, that he's coming from the fact that a Basar is a Davar Gush. A Davar Gush is a Vasha, even a Klisheni. And the Magen Avraham says that himself, that a Davar Gush is Mavashal and Sifkat and Memhei. So what he says in Memhei might be Mazbar what he said in Lamenhei. He's not coming from the perspective that a Nifsek HaKiluach is going to be a problem. And Lamaisa could very well be the Magen Avraham will say the Nifsek HaKiluach is not Mavashal. But the Eglei Tal's Havana in the Magen Avraham was based on this concept of Iri Nifsek HaKiluach. And what we're presenting is that maybe that's what. Maybe that's not the pshat, Lamaisa, in the Magen Avraham at all. And the Sefer Mor Shabbos, Chelikav Amud Kuflamei, asks on the Eglei Tal, and gives him in his Masber, the Eglei Tal was coming from the perspective of Iri, not Mitzat Gush, but the Poshup Shat Lamaisa in the Magen Avraham seems to say that he's asking Mitam Iri, because that's what he was talking about, Lamaisa, in that Siv, but it could very well be Lamaisa that he wasn't Bichlal talking about. He was talking about from the perspective of Davar Gush, and maybe there is no such sheet of the Magen Avraham that Nifsek HaKiluach is Mavashal. So that's regarding the din of Nifsek HaKiluach, and the Mishnah Berurah echoes that, like this Shach and Loramah, that if Nifsek HaKiluach is definitely not going to be Mavashal. Okay, what about Iri Shenischal? What's Shenischal? So it means it spreads. So the Trumas Adeshin in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph was asked a Shiloh. What happens if you have a Kedera that's Malaya Cholov? A milk, you have a pot that's full of milk, boiling hot milk, spills over the pot on the fire, and it travels on the stove, and it gets to Basar. It gets to Basar that was on the Kira. And the question is, Kiluach, that was a dayin. Is that considered a dayin irui from a klirishon with asa the basar, or do you say that since it was nischal, it spread on the stove, it cooled down, it wasn't no longer roteach? What's the din in that case? So his opinion, the Trumas Adeshin, is that mistama it's dino ki irui be klirishon, and the basar is aser. Kolzman that the chalav is bashir yatzel lettuce bow, and he brings a raya from our Gemara. The Gemara says in Memam Mebeis that the story about that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ravdimi, he went after Rebbe, Kodesh of Bisamirchatz, and he asked him, Lanich lo pach shaman bambati, and he said, Tul b'klisheni v'tein. So Rashi says in Dimaska Klishin and Mem Bez that Ambati Shehichmin are Nimshachim La Mina Ma'ayan. And he says it's like a Kli Rishon. It travels what? It travels on the ground. Right? It travels on the Chamei Tveria, Derech Karka. It's still called the Kli Rishon. So Lamaisi wants to bring a Raya from that Gemara with the Rashi that Irui Shenischa remains what? Remains Irui in Kli Rishon, and it's considered to be a problem. Now, you might have ding-zacked on that and said that what? That the whole ground is hot because of the Chamei Tveria. But the Chumash Hadeshin rejects that. And Lamaisa, he says that it's a problem. And he says that we assume that it's going to be retain the din of being like a Kli Rishon. What'd you say? Yeah, okay. But Lamaisa, you might have said that since there was some separation in the middle, maybe it loses its Nifsak HaKiluach, the fact that it's being Nischal. But the Chumash Hadeshin stays strong with that. The truth of the matter is that the Raya from Rashi and the Gemara is a little bit shvir because Rashi says like a Kli Rishon, not like Iri Kli Rishon, right? The Chumash Hadeshin is saying that Iri Shenisla is din of Iri Kli Rishon. So how do you bring a Raya from Rashi and Shabbos? Rashi was saying that that's a Kli Rishon. So I think what the Chumash Hadeshin means is that that happens to be the scenario. In a Chanami Lamaisa, the scenario was it was a Kli Rishon, but in a Chanami, if you'd have a different scenario, Rashi would have been maskim that it's Iri Kli Rishon and still has that koach of being like a Kli Rishon. So, Lamaisa, that's the sheet of the Chumash Hadeshin. And the Shemir Shabbos says like this in Perak Alpha, Ara Kufkov Beis, that Iri Shenischal has a din of Iri Kli Rishon. As long as the Kiluach hasn't been stopped, like we said, and also if the Kli Rishon's Omer al Adain Omer al Eish, so it's considered to be like, you know, getting its koach in those drops. But if it's not still Aish, then it would be considered to be like Iri Kli Rishon. So that's the first shita of the Chumash Hadeshin. The Prima Godim says that it's considered to be Nischal, like Iri Kli Rishon, even if it's not Nimsal Gabi Eish. The Prima Godim is in the Sifte Das in Yordea, Simen Sad Esifkot in Yirches. And the third shita is Isser Veheter, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes in Shin Yirches and Sif Yud, that Rabbi Kiveyer quotes this Reveta that it's like a klisheni, it's not mavashal. And the Chavis Das says the same thing in Yordain Biurim Simen Sadi Beis Sifkon Chav Gimel and Biurim that Lagavi Bishul B'Shavis it's not Dino Kiri Kli Rishon. Okay, maybe Rabbi Sevetter it is, but not Nilchos Shabbos. So you have three shitas Lagavi that din Halacha L'Maisa. It's interesting, just as one added Nakuda to this, I just want to point it out. What happens in the case of Iri Shenischal, and then after rests in its place, the Kiluach is Nifsak? So is there more room to be makel in that case? It was never interrupted in the middle, but it just stopped. It stopped moving. I mean, it's no longer Mechuber to where it was coming from. So what would you say in that case? Is there more room to be makel? So it's interesting, the Kavachayim in Shin Yilches Sifkan Kuf Chof says that the hole in the ground, Lamaisa, the hole in the ground, even though the Ambat is a Kli Rishon, it's Nifsak Achach Mimayin, since Pe'esa Mashiach was from the Mayan, he says it's considered to be a Kli Rishon. And also the Prima Godim in the Eshel Avram Simen Shini Cheskon Lama Gimel says, even if it's Nifsak Achach Mimayin, still has it a Din Ambati, it's like a Kli Rishon Shusam Agabi Esh. So it's interesting, there's an interesting discussion in the Imre Yosher in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu when they talk about the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish instructed to make tea in his home to dry out two cups and pour hot water to one kos and from it to another kos. And in the kos shlishi, he would put the what? The tzentz. He would put the tzentz in the kos shlishi and pour into that third cup where the tzentz was the hot water. So the Aliyateh would be Irui of the Kli Shlishi. So what's the Hezber, the behavior, the structure of the Chazon Ish? So Poshup Shad is, as we learned, because Yad Nichves, you be Machri my Kli Shlishi. But there are those who wanted to say that it's connected to ours, Sugya, that the Kli Rishon you put under the dude, Lamaisa remains a Kli Rishon. It's not a Kli Sheni. So Mimele, you got to use three cups. Because Lamaisa, that first cup is called a Kli Rishon. So it comes out, according to that, if you say like that, that approach, then it's like the Prima Gadim, the Chai Adam, that once it's Mechubar to the Kli Roshon, even if it's Nifsa Kakiluach, it still retains that same Kli. And therefore, you know, the Prima Gadim, the Kav Chaim, would say it, Irish and Ishol, they said it. The Chazanish said it by Iri at least. Maybe Chazanish wouldn't say it by Irish and Ishol, but it's the same kind of Mahalach and Lomdis. And therefore, maybe that's the beer, a different beer in the Chazanish's Hanhaga. The Sefer Mor Shabbos says he finds that very difficult. He quotes a Shem Chacham Echad that was the Hasber in the Chazanish's Hanhaga because he should have said it. Poshup Shad is like it was because Yad Nichves. Okay. Daniel.
There's two steps to that, right? I
mean, yeah.
One is that he has to, for some external reason, say that now we're going to treat this as a Kli Rishon, and then you're going to then say that even when it comes to the Eroi, so then that Eroi still gets the din of an Eroi Mikli Rishon. But there's two steps to that. You don't just... It's not that because you hold that, you know, Nifshak HaKilua, you're going to hold...
No, you're right. I hear you. Absolutely. But it's starting from that from that first Nakuda. Correct. Well said. And maybe you would have only said it... Thank you, Moshe. Maybe you would have only said it in the realm of Irui. Right. We're saying that Prima Gadim the Kav Chaim said it even by Nischa, okay? But it's the same type of Lomdus. So that's what we got. So that's what we covered now, the Davar Gush and the Davar Nifsik, the Turkish coffee, Nifsika Kiluch and Nischa. Okay, now I want to get to Davar Chai, okay? We had touched upon a little bit. Let's just get the complete sheet is there. About a Davar Chai, something that's raw that really doesn't need to be cooked. You could eat it raw. What do you say about that? So, Tosfos in Shabbos on Memches and Av Damascus de Zaysim says the following: Shem the Rashbam, Omer Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Mutter Lasum Tapuchim, Eitzela Eish, Samach Lachashecha. It's Mutter put apples by the fire, Samach Lachashecha, Afa Bishlo Yuchlu Litzos Bibod Yom. Even though you're not able to what roast them ibod yom, then echolim tfei kamoshe in chayin, which is interesting loshen. They're actually better when they're raw mitavshul nispashka machem nesod eshori v'chule. So lemais, and then he continues and he says v'im hitman tapuchim imakdera also lahakser kar mekistos alakdera shimoyer alosiv alosin kar abi the imain sham tapuchim mutul lahakser v'chule sheish imakdera tapuchim aser the master kum shispashul nesiv vashem shabbos. So it comes out, Tais B'Shem Rashbam says there's an Issa D'Raisa to cook apples, even though they might even be better when they're what? Actually raw. So that's the Shita of the Rashbam. Very, very interesting Shita. Mamish Taisish quotes it Beferish. And I'm stressing that notion that even if it's better when it's raw, I think most people would agree with that, that apple is better when it's raw than cooked, at least most people objectively. But, yeah.
Saying that even though it's better raw than a regular food is kamachal ben drusai. He's not saying it's better raw than it is when it's cooked. He's saying it's better raw than a regular food is when it's kamachal ben drusai.
He only means when it's nishbash kamachal ben drusai. Yeah, okay, I hear you. It means if it would be fully cooked, maybe it's equal or even better when it's cooked. I hear you. Okay. All right. The Yud is saying he's only saying that it's better mitavshul nishbashul. Come on, that is his lashon. Okay, that is his lashon. I hear you. It means, but if it would be fully cooked, it'd be good. You're saying. Just as good.
It would be better than it is.
Then it's raw, you mean? Okay. All right, I hear you. Okay, good. Whatever it is, according to the Rashbam, the sheet is that anything that can be eaten raw, if you cook it, you're over in a city of rice.
You're
according to the Rashbam Lamaisa, he says anything that can be eaten raw, halacha Lamaisa, there's an issue of rice that cooked the tapuchim. Right? That's what I think he's saying, Lamaisa.
Wait, which part of this? Isn't the latter part of Tosfos?
I think that's what he's saying, B'Shem the Rashbam.
Where?
He says, Mutal lasum tapuchim eitzel ha'esh, samach lach she'avni shol yuchel litzos mibod yom, den ne'acholim tfei, k'mo she'en chayin, mitav she'n shbash kamachem b'nesoy de'shori. Right? So, doesn't it seem to Lomaisa suggest, I think, and he says that, he says even Vaita later, right? I think that's pretty clear. According to the Rashbam, that there's an issue to cook the tapuchim. Okay, I think so. But the Rambam says not that way. The Rambam, In Perek Tesalacha Gimel says the following. We mentioned it once before. Hamavashal or Davrshin Melushal Kol Charcoal Davrshin and Tzarich Bishal Klau Putter. So it's Yotzei Lefi the Rambam. Something that doesn't need to be cooked at all. Something can be eaten raw, like the Peiris. The Rambam would say at best, it's only Nisid Rabbanan Putter, and the Rambam's loss is Putter of a Lasser. So Lamaisa, you have this Machlokes, and the Magid Mishnah says on that Rambam the Makor is from the Rambam. And daf mem on beis that shemen ain bo mishum bishul mikan she dover shein tzarich bishul ain bo bishul divrei hakol. That's the lashon of the Magen Mishnah. And Rabbi Kiveger writes this as well. Hamavashal peiris chayin ki yotze bo potter min atayr. Okay, and the Tshuvas Aradbaz and Chelik Aleph Simin Reshit Gimel says asul avashal dvarim chayin midrabanan bilvad. Okay, Lishitasa, because he holds Lamaisa, we hold you could be chayiv, we're machmer, at least you could be chayiv, the Uriah submission to this Mavusha called Tzarko. But Lamaisa, he claims that it would only be what? Asa midrabanan. So, what does the Machaber and the Ramah say about this? So, in a few different places, the Machaber in Reishnun Dalit, Sif Dalit writes, he says, "Perish in Echol and Chayim Mutalitim Savi Vakedera V'chule Yomiu Tzarch Lazar Shlo Yachzu Akisuim Niskal Mishchesha Shlo Osev Lach Yisum Neshimahar Ligmor Bishulam B'Shabbes." It's Muchach that the Machaber holds that there's an Isser Bishul on raw Perish, and in our Simon in Shin Yudches Sif Yudalid, the Machaber writes, "Asulitim Davar Shein Mavushul Samach Leish B'Makos Yochli Spas Afilu Minichul Nisman Muat." And the Ramah adds, "Who would then Paris or Shard Varm Nechon and Kamoshein Chayin?" So the Mishabura says in Sifkan Sadi Aleph, according to Ramah, it's also to put Paris, the Makam Roy Labishal, because you might forget, and be over an Isser Bishal on Paris raw, because there's an Isser Bishal Minatara on Paris that are raw, because they get Mishtabeach Ayade Bishal. So the Shartzian in Sifkan Yadalid points out Lamaisa in the Rambam. He says, the Rambam potters on something doesn't need Bishul, but that's only on something that's not improved through Bishul. But he says, something that Lamais gets improved through Bishul, there has to be an Issu Minat Torah, Kamo Davar Shein Mavushul. And like we said, it's very hard to say, like we hold like that Rabaz, that Bishul on water is the Rabbanim. There's got to be some improvement when you cook the water. You get rid of bacteria and things like that, you have to say. Maybe the taste is better, people that drink hot water. So Lamaisa, he quotes it on Machlokes in the Gedolei Achron. It was an Issur Bishul Min HaTorah by Peiris Chayin, and he says, according to Harbei Rishonim, it's Asur Min HaTorah, and that's what he's Koveya Halacha L'Maisa. And it's interesting, in the Eglei Tal, in Os Yud, he writes, L'Maisa, if it's Mishtabech, it's an Issur D'Raya, if it's not Mishtabech, he says it's Mutal Lagamri, even mid the Rabbanan. And in the Peirish there, in his Sifkan Chavches, he says, Rov Poskei Bishul Min HaTorah, but only things that are not improvable through the Bishul, Lamaisa will be Pater. And it seems like the way he's saying like that, the Ram would be Pater, Lamaisa, maybe even Issa the Rabbanan. Okay, so we have to be very careful, but I think, and let's get to this now more, Lamaisa, because it's interesting, comes out how to read a very interesting Shiloh that comes up, and this has a lot of ramifications on that Shiloh. If something you're going to leave by the radiator or the heater, it's going to lead up to Bishul Midrabanan, are you allowed to do that if it's only going to lead up to Bishul Midrabanan? So this seems to be a machlokes in the Rishonim. At least Rabbi Kivega writes that on Sif Yudalid. I wanted you to see that. Shinuches Sif Yudalid. He points out it's a machlokes in the Rishonim of Shema Yishkach, that according to the Rashba, Lamaisa, according to the Rashba and Daf Memches, and also, Tosis quotes B'Shem the Rashbos, the Rashbi Shants, we are Chayshish for this. And Tosis and Memches says, if it's only going to lead to the Rabbanan, Lamaisa, we are not Chayshish. So it could be, Lamaisa, it could very well be, the Magen Avraham says, and this is what we have to point out, the Magen Avraham says, Paris or Shard Vram, Nerachon Kamoshe Chayin, we're Chayshin and Dilma Mishtali. So when the Magen Avraham says we're worried about these things that can be eaten raw, that you might leave them by the radiator, forget them, they're going to heat up and get cooked. Is he saying that Magen Avraham only by something's going to lead to an Issur D'Oraisa Bishul, or even by a Derabbanan? So it could be, it might depend upon how to interpret the Rambam we mentioned before. The Rambam said, Dover Shein and Tzarech Bishel Klal is Pater. So the Radbaz in that tshuva in Reish Yud Gimel says that if you cook something that can be eaten raw, according to the Rambam, it's only the Rabbanon, like we said. But Lamaisa Rav Yaakov Molcho, one of the great Gedolei Achronim, the Chida quotes him, in Shin Yilches Osip Gimel, Rav Yaakov Molcho and Tshuvosov, says it would be an Isidi Raisa. It's similar to cooking something that's a Michael Ben Yisoy to Mavusha called Tzarko. So I guess when the Rambam says Lamaisa, something that is, doesn't need Bishel at all, Lamaisa, and he says Pater, I guess you have to say there's no, where there's no improvement, but there's some improvement, and that's L'chur, the beer of the Machlekes. When the Rambam says, Dover Shein Tzarech Bishel Klal Pater, what did he mean? What did he mean? Did he mean even if something's improved? L'maisa? That's what the Rabbaz was holding. But Rabbi Yaakov Molcho says, no. He said that L'maisa means it was, the Rambam's talking about where it wasn't improved. But if something does get improved, the Rambam is going to be maskim that could be an Isidi Araisa. So maybe L'maisa, this two approaches is the Machlokes Rabbi Kivega and the Prima Gadim. Rabbi Kivega and Rishon Dalet Sif Dalet says it's going to be only an Issa Midrabanan, and the Prima Gadim says that the Rambam will say it's an Issa D'Oraisa. So when the Shartzin and Sifkat Yudalid, quotes this Rambam, and he says if it gets improved, it's got to be Issa D'Oraisa, even according to the Rambam, and his Raya is Lagabe Mayim. Mayim can be eaten raw. Right? And even so, when you cook water, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. And he's assuming the Rambam's got to be maskim to that. And he quotes the Chidah that's mistopic on that, but the Prima Gadim and the Balatan and the Chayab, and they all say it's an Issa D'Oraisa. So what I'm just pointing out, it's Mavur Lamaisa, that Ramah, that it says us to leave Paris, but Makam Shi Yachol Gilidei Bishul Lamaisa, is that a Raya? That Lamais, it's usher to forget something at all. In other words, we said that this Shaila, that if it's usher to leave something, but something will only lead in this Ramah, is a Machlokes Rashbam Taisus. Do you have a Raya from the Ramah that he's holding like the Rashba? Do you have a Raya from the Ramah that he's holding the Rashba? Then something that can only lead to an Issa Ramah, it's usher to leave there. At first glance, you would think yes. But Lamais, at first glance, you would think yes. But you could very well say that, maybe you don't have necessarily a raya. Could be that you have no necessarily a raya to say, because if you hold that it's going to lead to the araisa, like this Rabbi Yaakov Mimocho, so then maybe you have no raya at all, that the Ramah's taking sides, Lamaisa, he's holding like the Rashba against Taisus. Maybe what the Ramah was talking about, Paris, was leading to an Issa D'Oraisa. So this remains a Machlokes Rashba Taisus. To leave something on something that's going to leave to an Issa D'Rabbanan remains a Machlokes Rashba Taisus. Do you have a Raya to the Ramah that is saying it's us? Not necessarily. Because maybe the Ramah learned like Rabbi Yaakov Molcho shot in the Rambam that it would be what? Takin Issa D'Oraisa. So that's what I wanted to. That's the Mahalach Legabe what? Legabe, the notion of raw things. Okay. Let's move now to Kali Abishal and Mechzim of Kimavashal. Wanted to get to that. Okay. Firstly, let's move to an example, and then we'll go from there about trying to develop the cloud. It's an interesting concept that comes up about onions and garlic. The Taz in Shin Yud Chesiv Kon Ches says it's also to put onions in a cliche, it's yatzal lettuce bowl. And he says that in Sifkun Yud Dalet as well, because they're harif, they're quick to cook, the maharim is bashal. So the Taz writes beferish that we say that putting garlic or onions in a cliche is also yatzal lettuce bowl. In the Magen Avraham, though, in Sifkun Tevav, after he quotes Tosas, you're not allowed to soak in a cliche because of Mexican Mavashal, but Tavlinin, we know are okay. Tavlinim are okay because they're asuyin lamatik akdeir. They're not made to cook. So the Magen Avraham says, nearly the batzel dino ketavlin, davidi del taima. So it's mashma from the Magen Avraham. There's no isra on betzelim, beklisheni, bein mitzad kali abishul, bein mitzad nemechse kimavash, because like tavlinim. So the Poshib Shad is a machlekes magid of Ram Taz. That's the way the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Torah Seshab is presented, and they seem to be so. They seem to be noted like the magid of Ram. That Lamaisa we could be makel. But if you look in the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos and the Sharat Zion in Sifkan Samach Tes, he presents that it's not a machlokes. The Magen Avraham is not being a cholik on the Taz. He's motivated to the Taz that it's usher. So what's shot in the Magen Avraham? All the Magen Avraham meant is that it's dino ketavlin. There's no problem Mexican mevashol, but it's still usher outs kali abishol. So it comes out to be a machlokes in Achronim. Is there a machlokes Magen Avraham Taz on the issue of onions and shum, whether it's considered to be what put in a klisheni? The Balatanya in Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud Aleph says anything that's made litain tam is ketavlin and it's mutter to put in a klisheni. And he says, oh, maybe it's a problem of Kalei Abishul. He says the minig is to be mekel. And if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan and Mem Dalet Shin Yud Ches, he also seems to be mekel. What's the Mishnah Berurah's opinion? So Mishnah Berurah's opinion, Sifkan Mem Hey, says Beferish that it's a problem. If you look in Sifkat Mem Hey, he says it's a problem to put the butzel in, Lamaisa. He said that Beferish. And if you saw that Beferish, he said it inside in Sifkat Mem Hey. He says, Kol Shekinim Rotzel Tim, Betzolim, Beshumla, Tochacham, and Eilu, Bavadi, Yizar, Mod, Lasos, Ken. And he backs this up later on in Shin Yud Tes. In Shin Yud Tes in Hilchos Borer, if you found it there, I thank Ari for having me show it to him. It's on Siv Dalet, not on Siv Beis, where he gives a bunch of claws there. In the Bir Alocha, it's in Os Beis in those rules. Imarotiv Cham Sheyad Seletis Bo B'Shash Notzen Abed Solim V'Ashum L'Sochet Yesh B'Zegam Mishum V'Vashel. So he certainly is holding that it's a problem. Halacha l'maisa. No, tavlin don't, Mayor, we said, because it's the timing of it. It's made only for what? Tasting. To put taste. We'll get, that's a cloud.
But I'm saying that gets out of Mitzvah Mabasha. Why does that get out of Kali Bishol?
Tavlin is beferish, not Kali Abishal, because only with Tame often.
But I'm saying that's all the Magen Avraham is doing. He's saying Betzalim are like Tavlin because of Tame of it. So how can you learn the Magen Avraham that he only means to get out of the issue of Mitzvah Mavashal? He's saying it's like Tavlin. So how could there still be an issue of Kali Abishal?
Well, we'll see, Lamaisa. Poshup Shad is Lamaisa that Tavlin is not, you know, Tavlin is Lamatek Akhtera. So that's why it's not considered to be a Mexican Mavashal. And it's a question whether it's Kali Abishal or not.
Even by
Tavlin? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, Lamaisa. Push-up shot, it's not, Lamaisa. Push-up shot, it's not. It gets out of both. Push-up shot, it's not. It gets out of both. It's not. We're learning the Magen Avraham that it doesn't get out of both. There's a possibility to say there's no Masek Mevashel, but it's still Kali Abishal. It's definitely not Masek Mevashel. Still might be Kali Abishal. That's what we're suggesting, Lamaisa, because it's totally in the Metzias. But Reb Moshe also holds like this Mishnah Berurah. He holds like the Taz, Lechumra, it's also Lishros and Meklisheni, but Lav Mitaime. He says Lamaisa because of Kali Abishal, but he says again because of Meklishlishi, it's Mutter. That's Ramosha Shita all the time. And if you look in the Vilna Gon, the Nishnos Eliyahu, on the Mishnayas in the back, Perek Tes and Shabbos at Tiferes Yisrael, there are two, and Dafayin Gimel on the Mishnah, it says Shum, Ubatzel, Vashem, Bichlal, Tavlin. Okay? He says Beferish Lamaisa the Bichlal Tavlin, and therefore it would be usher to be considered to be put him in what? Put him in the Klisheni. The Ksos HaShulchan says they're not Bichlal Tavlin, the onions and the garlic, and therefore ain't a Bichlal Tavlin, and therefore not Bichlal Tavlin, therefore it's Usulitnam, but what Usulitnam the Klisheni. So it's a question, Lamaisa, whether it's Bichlal Tavlin or not. But Lamaisa, the Psak Halacha is that from the Mishnah Berurah and the Reb Moshe, that it's also to put in Klisheni, not for basically the same reasons, but Lamaisa, that comes out from this din. So what I wanted to get to now is about Shar Mashkim. What do you say about Shar Mashkim? What about Shar Mashkim? Because in general, you know, there's a major machloikis, which we have to know. What is the scope of Kali Abishul? The Chazon Ish in Siman and Beis Sifkon Yates is very rigid about it, and is not, does not have a widened definition. Okay? He says, Beferish Lamaisa, that, you know, not by everything we should think is Kali Abishul. And he says, only things that are written in the Gemara that are Kali Abishul should be Aser. And he says, even though bread was not written in the Gemara, that were Machmer, because we know that that's, you know, Kali Abishul. But other things, he says, not that way. So according to the Chazon Ish, Kali Abishul is a very restricted definition. And also, the Aruch HaShulchan is Mashma like that, in Shin Yuches Sif Chaf Hei. He says, Menolun Lomar, the Bechol Davrim is Pasul Mekli Sheni. He says, Meicha Tesi. And the Or Letzion, Perek Lamed Osei, says like the Chazon Ish as well. And this is what Jakey was telling me this morning, that Rav Schechter said from the Rav, from his father-in-law too as well.
From his grandfather.
Both grandfathers, that T, which is a bechidish to me, but the Or Letzion says like the Chazon Ish, he says T bags, Mikra Adin, are not Kali Abishul. And therefore you could be Makel, and he says you should be Machmer, you could put him in a Klisheni. Interesting. But that's coming from an approach, a very constricted definition of Kali Abishul. However, there's another approach, and that's the Magen Avraham. It starts with the Magen Avraham in Shin Yuches Sif Yuches, where he says we are not Bekiyin Kali Abishul, and we must be Machmir by Kali Abishul. And so says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mem Beis. He says, unless it's Beferish in the Gemara, that it's Beklisheni's Mutter, you should be Machmir. And so says the Shmir Shabbos in Perek Aleph Osten Gimel. Mekevin sheyeshlo machalim is bashlim gam beklishenim veinanachim bekim ledas ilu eluhem yeshlo hachmer velomar shekol davrishin mavushal yesh mishum iser bishul gam in isinos beklisheni kolzman sheklisheni cham beshir yatzel letuspo fikach osliten beya betavshu shabatzalachas chul v'chein emliten. We said this earlier. Pelach limon latok kestek shu beklisheni yotzumina klauze is water. Shemin v'tavlin. Tavlin also, he says, Lamaisa, are what? Are those are mutter to put in klisheni, Lamaisi, because those are what? Those are not considered to be Kali Abishul. And Ramosh is mashmin that as well, in that same piece, Chelik Talitz Menahos Yidches, that Betzelin and Shuman, you don't put in a klisheni, because there are what? There are dvarim and spashlin the klisheni. Well, yod alanu. Klishlishi, it's mutter. So they have a wide inversion. Lamaisa, we have a widened version of it, halacha lamaisa. So, you know, it's a major machlokes what your definition is going to be. It could very well be, and we didn't say this explicitly, this whole machlokes is grounded in a machlokes Yishonim that we had. And that was when we talked about Yesh Bishul Chrafia, that extension. This all comes from the Urayim. If you come from the Urayim, you have an extended version of what Kali Abishul is. And that's rooted in the Urayim, lamaisa. That's rooted in the Urayim, that you could have that, you know, that definition that he asers it, Lamaisa. You know, the Beis Yosef, the way it was Mazma the Tour, is coming from the approach that, you know, not that way. That's what the Chiddush Malach says on the bottom of the Tour in the Hagos Os Gimel, that he says basically, Nechleku HaTur in the Urayim, whether you extend Kali Abishul, you'll limit it. Okay. So if that's the case now, what do we say about Sharmashkim? What do you say about Sharmashkim? So it's interesting. The Gemara, we said, Beferish says that water and oil, Beferish is not Kali Abishul. The Gemara had that in Mem and Beis. So what do you say about Sharmashkim? So the Balatanya and the Ksos HaShulchan say Sharmashkim are also not Mispasho, but Klisheni, they are not Kali Abishul. And they bring a Raya from the Tour and the Rosh and Perek Gimel Simeon Zion, also litain Basser Shor, Beklisho Dachluchli Shabo Mispasho. Now, if it was Usher to soak in Shar Mashkin, Beklisheni, why don't they ask for Beklisheni? Because Aluchluchli Shabo. Must be that Mashka is not Mispasho, Beklisheni. That's what Rabin Yomin Zilber, Naz Nidbru, Chelik Yedal, Simeon Tetzan, Oz Beis quotes as well. So it's interesting, what's the Mishra Brewer's take on this? And I say to Mr. Bruce, because we'll see, because let's say it right away. The Shartzian writes Beferish in Sifkat and Samaches. He says that what? He says, chutz mimayin v'shemen. Other mashkim are not like water. And then Mela, they should be kalei abishul. Right? So that's in the Shartzin. However, there's a few other Mishnah Brurahs that we have to mention. Okay? The Mechaber in Sif Yud Gimel, Shin Yud Ches said what? Mutter litain kiton shamayim o shal shar mashkim bekli sheni sheish bo mayim chamin aval bekli shli kli rishon aser. So isn't it pretty mavur in the Shulchan Aruch that shar mashkim you shouldn't put in a kli sheni? No? Isn't it mavur in the Shulchan Aruch that he's chiming in himself what he holds? Yes, shar mashkim, it's mutter to put in a kli sheni. So isn't he chiming in also that shar mashkim are what? Are not kalei abishul. And therefore it's mutter to put in a kli sheni. So maybe you can dingzach on that raya from the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because the mashkim are found in a ketone, in a canister. So there's a hefsip between it and the kli sheni. But maybe without the canister, the ketone is takasr. So maybe you can think, Zach, you have no raya from the Mechaber. But the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Peivav says, he kosev after mayim gamkin below kli mutter. Right? So why does he mention Lamaisa? Why does he mention ayide kli? Maybe to tell you a chiddush in the Seifa, that b'kli rishon, it's what? It's going to be usher. If the whole reason, Lamaisa, if the whole reason but that the Shulchan Aruch matzeh shar mashkim is because nimsoim b'toch haketon. Why didn't the Mishnah Berurah write that the Shulchan Aruch writes keton? And to tell me a chiddush that shar mashkim is shari, right? Instead of saying, oh, he wanted to teach me a chiddush of the Seifa that by kli rishon it's aser. Al korcha, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that shar mashkim is dino kemayim, and therefore what? There will be no aser to soak him in a kli sheni. Mamish against what he says in the Shartzin. But okay, so let's go. So that's the first, the Shartzin. Then we have the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Peivav. The Shmir Shabbos in the Haris and Kufnun Aleph is medayik from the Mishnah Berurah. He's medayik from the Mishnah Berurah that Shar Mashkim are also to soak in the Kli Sheni, right? Not from the Shartzin, but from what you're asking me this morning, Yehuda Menachem, from the Mishnah Berurah Bati in Sifkan Lamites. Because what did he say there? In Sifkat Lamites, right? You know that Sifkat Lamites Baal Pezak, right? The Zelashono. Vachrakach mutlo lahachser gam me tamsis elu hatson matok lize gufa. Kamosh kasav nilel. The double lachshin itstanelo mutlo litain betok lisheni roteach. So now let's think about that, says the Shmir Shabbos. Mayim that receives the taste of tay, mistoma, it has a what? Din of sharmashkin. Because if it wasn't like that, it should have a din mayim. So why does he have to what? Say that the mayim was shalom mikodim. What did he have to say that the water was cooked beforehand? Ella must be the shar mashkim are not like mayim. And they talk out what are usher to put in what? Kli sheni. Unless you cooked them before. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, l'maisa legabe what? Milk too as well. Right? And also the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Membeis. What did he say? It's us to put pas b'kli sheni. She asks us, who would yesh l'achmer nami b'shar dvarim sholitim b'kli sheni. So it's pretty clear, Lamaisa, from these Mishnah Berurahs, from the Shartzin, from the Sifkat Lamites and Sifkat Lamet Beis, that water and oil is only a problem b'kli rishon. It's okay b'kli sheni. Lamaisa, it's not kali b'shal mashmado b'shar mashkim. Is considered a problem. It's kalei abishul, but that's against the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Peivav. So it's against the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Peivav. So it's like three Mishnah Berurahs against one, two Mishnah Berurahs and Shartzin against the other one. What you say about Shar Mashkim? So the Kafachayim and the Noda Yehudav and the Drusha Atzlach Drush Lamed Vav say Shar Mashkim are considered kalei abishul and be usher to soak them in a klisheni. And the Shvisa Shabbos in Melechus Bavasu Berachov Sifkat Nayin quotes the Shem Kalkelas a Shabbos that's usher to put cold milk into what? Into hot coffee in a klisheni tziatzel lettuce bowl. And the Shvisa Shabbos is matzdik is dvarav dan roim shechalav hu midvarek kali abishul beferish. And the Ksos HaShulchan says he doesn't understand where do we see that it's kali abishul more than water. So halach lamaisa, you know, there's good reason to what? There's good reason to be machmir. Is there any good reason to be mekel? So first of all, you have the Chazon Ish and the Torah Shabbos Aruch HaShulchan that had a very constricted version, or Letzion. And also, I mean, if you wanted to, you know, even though we ding Zachtan, if you wanted to bring a raya from that Mechaber, that he said, you know, Shar Mashkim. Okay, but Lamaisa, that's, Lamaisa, we should just point out, this is the issue that comes up.
First,
yes, Zach.
The deed from Shabura in Memvav, was that, what? That he's, it sounds from that Shabura, that what? That
Shar Mashkin
would be mutter?
Yeah, and the Mishnah Berurah says,
the
Chavah
wrote this for the end of it.
Yeah, for the Sefer to tell me that a Klirishon is Asr, right?
Mashkin.
Even Ayideh Zeh. Why didn't the Mishnah Berurah, you know, write that the Shulchan Aruch wrote Kiton to tell me that Shar Mashkin are what? To tell me a Chiddush that Gam Shar Mashkin are mutter.
I think the Mishnah Berurah
is bothering
me that the Chavah wrote Mayim Vishemen.
Right.
Why is there Mayim at all? So Mayim we need for the
truth
is at the end.
Right.
For Shar Mashkin, that's the Chiddush. That Ido is us normally in Klisheni.
Yes.
Kiton is Mutter. Only in Mayim is he saying that. Why did the Chabad write Mayim? Wrote
right.
Mayim because of the end.
What was
Shar Mashkin you need it for the Klisheni.
I thought you said Shem. He said, what does he say? He says Shem and two?
He writes after Mayim Belvad, low Klisheni Mutter.
He doesn't say Shem and no.
He writes
Mutter Lido Kiton Shem Oshel Shar Mashkin.
So Mishnah Berurah says, why did Mechaber write Mayim?
Yes.
He didn't mutter poor Mayim with straight Klisheni, so that's for the Chiddush at the end.
Right.
And Shar Mashkin, the Chiddush is in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
That by itself will be Osir.
Uh-huh, I hear you. Okay. But you're he wants, you hear what I'm saying though? You can. So you're saying that works, that's not a steer anymore now, to the other Mishnah Berurahs.
Right.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but you're here to say the way we're saying it.
Right.
You don't hear that. In other words,
because Mishnah Berurah writes after Mayim Belvad Mutter. He didn't say after Mayim Shar Mashkin Belvad Mutter.
Right. Yeah, but why didn't the Mishnah Berurah?
He's only bothered by Mayim. He's okay with Shar Mashkin. He's only bothered by why the Mechaber wrote Mayim.
Right. But why didn't he write that the Shulchan Aruch when he writes Kiton was telling me this Chiddush? You know, because you're saying that he wasn't he's telling the Schiddus that even Shar Mashkim should be Mutter. Why didn't he say that?
He's saying it's Osir, no?
Why didn't the Mishnah Berurah say that?
He's saying it's Osir, no? Meaning that the Mishnah Berurah is not bothered by Shar Mashkim, but the Chiddush of Mechaber is, even though normally it's Osir to put in the Klisheni and the Kiton is Mutter, he's only bothered by Mayim. Why does the Mechaber talk about Kiton Shal Mayim? That's Mutter anyway by itself, so that's why he has to say it's only for the end. But by Shar Mashkim, he's fine with the Mechaber.
He's saying water even without the Klis.
Water by itself,
even without the Kli's mutter, right?
But so if he bothered, why did I Kli? Fine.
So why did he say Ayyadei Kli? To tell me a Chiddush in the Sefer.
But not by Shar Mashkim. Shar Mashkim is okay with the Mechaber, because they're not Chinami. Shar Mashkim is Aser and
it's Klisheni. I hear what you're saying.
And that's the Kito is mutter for Shar Mashkim. He's not bothered by the
Shabri. Only bothered by the Shabri. In other words, you could say, I hear what you're saying. Nerds, you're saying that we wanted to suggest that everything the Shulchan is mattering is because the Mashkin are found betoch the Kiton, right? Without the Kiton, it's Usser, right? But you're saying that the Mishnah Berurah is focusing only on the water. So according to what Zach's saying, then you don't have a steer. Okay. Then you don't have a steer. Then it comes out beferish that only water and oil are the only things that are not Kali Abishu. Everything else we would have to be worried about. Okay. So there wouldn't be a steer. Okay, good. I hear what you're saying. Okay. All right, very good. Okay, let's continue now. Let's get to the Tavlinin. Very good, Zach. Okay, let's get to the Tavlinin. Okay. So by Tavlinin, I want to just point out, I think, just pshat, Lamaisa. Let's just get this. You know, Tosan Daflamet Tess basically writes befeirs at Tavlinin. There's no issur of Mexican Mavasha, like Mayor said before, because it's you put tavlin in it to give a taste. So what is this just the lumdus behind the gzeira of Mexican Mavasha? There's why was there a gzera of mesavash only by a klisheni, not by a klishlishi? You know, tavlinin lomaisa have no problem with mesavash mevasha because they're bala te tam. We discussed whether it might be kali abishal or not, but they're certainly not Mexican Mavashal. But why is there a problem at all with Mexican Mavashal? Why is it only on cliche and not klishlishi? So here are the Sefer HaLavona wants to say like this. I thought it was a beautiful hasber. It's masber a few things we'll get to a business show. And that is that the Ikrik Zera, he wants to say, of klisheni, of Mexican Mavashal, ato irui mikli rishon. Because irui mikli rishon is Mavashal. That's the assumption. Okay? And if we matter to put dvarim that are not mevushalim in a klisheni, that's like a potato, someone who sees that's not going to know that it was that before the potato was in the plate, the gravy was put there. We're not going to know that, and therefore lamaisa, and people aren't going to know that, and therefore lamaisa, they're going to think lamaisa. And they might come to lead to an issid deraisa. They're not going to know in nasu kodem tapuche adam avakach iru atavshul, which is an issid deraisa, or nasu kodem atavshul, there was a tavshul put there, and then the potato. And therefore, what's going to lead people to do is they're going to what? They're going to put the klisheni. They're going to put the mata. They put the potato in the klisheni in every case, and they're not going to be careful to pour. You know, from pouring the tavshul first. And therefore, the Chachamim made a gzeira, even to put a klisheni. It's aser lamaisa achareisha kvar iru atavshul. There's an iser of metzakim mevashul, because lamaisa, that's the concern that we're going to have lamaisa that people might lead to. So, maybe the Chachamim made a gzeira, even to put a klisheni achareisha kvar iru atavshul. There's an iser because of metzakim mevashul, because lamaisa, that might lead people to do this iser. If you say like this, then it's masbe very well why by a klishlishi there's no gzera of Mexican mevashal. Because there's no chash that someone's going to think that you're mevashal idik irui mikli rishon. Because there it's irui mikli sheni, and that we know is not mevashal. So therefore, in such a situation, in that case, there's no nafkima whether you put the potato first, and then after you pour the tafshal or lehefech. Because mimanavshok, there's no iser. So if you say like this, it's also masbe why by tavlin there's no gzera of soaking in a klisheni. Because by tavlin, the derech is to put them in always after you put the tafshul in. It's first taste. So you do the tafshul, and then you put the spice in. It's coming boim latte tam tafshul. It's not put there first. So since it's not the derech to put it first, kodem shiru melez no chash of mevashal ayidei kliru mikli rishon. And therefore the Chum did not make a gzer at all be klisheni, be chol gavna, on tavlinin, and that's what Taisus means. That's Kavanas Ataisus. When he says tavlinin lelechin lemexikim avashal, because they're coming late tam, I thought it was a very beautiful esber. And that's the lemaisa reason why we don't have it by klishlishi, and that's why by tavlin you don't have it either. Kamochain, you could say lemaisa by nesinis lach balach. When you put lach balach in order to get rid of the heat, let's say, of the water, Lamaisa, that's dafka after you poured in the tafshul leklisheni, not lifnechein, and therefore we're not chayshish for anything. You could also say this far that we said according to the Rosh and the Ran, Lamaisa, that it gets mixed together. But Lamaisa, this is also masber why b'afsakas kli they were matter, because even when you pour from a kli rishon, there's no isra bishul because that the funas are clear mafsik the koach bishul. And therefore, we're not gozer in shriyas klisheni because of mechzik and mevashal, because you have the walls. So that's one mahalach lamaisa to understand this concept of mechzik and mevashal. It's mazmer does why you don't say that klishlishi. It's mazmer tavlinin. It's also mazmer in the sinis lach balach, and also mazmer why lamaisa soaking in the klisheni would be okay. And we're not worried about mechzik and mevashal. But Rabbi Kiveger in the Chedusha Madaf Mem Beis has a different mahalach. I want you to get this as well. Why Tavlina, there's no Mexican Mevashal? Very interesting. He says like this. He says, Ha'ilfus va'kedera she'evira mirotchen mishna membeis lo'yitin l'socha tavlin aval nosin l'socha karo l'socha tamchui Reb Yudomer la'kol nosin chutz midavr she'esh bo chometz v'tzir. Wow. So what did Taisa say to Maskal HaKol? That the whole Machlokes Chum and Rebbe is only by Tavlin. By Shard Varin, Rebbe is Moide, Lamaisa, that a Kli is Mavashal, Kli Rish is Mavashal, Afshe Viru Miala Or. So Rebbe Kivager has a Chap. I want you to get this Chap. He says, according to Rebbe Yehuda, Tavlinim are mutter to soak even in a Kli Rishon. So it's not mistaber to say that the Rabban and Rebbe Yehuda are cholik from one katsa le katsa. Meaning what? The Rebbe Yehuda is mata legamri, and then the chomim asr min hatayra. It's got to be the chachomim asr min Rabban and too as well, Tanakama. So that's why, by klisheni, we don't asr tavlinin because of Mexican mevas, because it's trade the Rabbanans. We only asr on shardvarim, which are not tavlinin. And a Kli Rishon Shalom Agave Shisisi Deraisa. But by in Kli Sheni, Lamaisa will Achser by Mesekim of Ashel. So it comes out, Lamaisa, different beer, why Tavlinim, there's no Mesekim of Ashel, because otherwise, Lamaisa, they would be Mamish arguing Mikotza Lakotza. You'd have a situation where the Tanakama would what? Would Asim in Atayra, and Rabbi Yehuda would say it's Mutal Lagamri, which is too much. And therefore, we have to say that Lamaisa Chum Masim in Rabbanan, but they don't say it on Tavlinim, which is trade the Rabbanans. Okay. Whatever you say, though, and this is what I want to bring out. You asked me today, too, Yehuda and Menach, about the tea. And this, I thought, comes out beautiful. Whether you hold like Tyson, whether you hold like Rabbi Kivager, in the Lumdus of Mexican of Ashel, let me ask you about what Harvey Post can say about tea leaves. What do you say? Didn't it come up and they said that what? Maybe Post can say by the tea bags, there's a problem of soaking in Klishenik of the Mexican Mavashal? Yes? Many of the Post can brought that problem up. Why is it a problem of Mexican Mavashal? It's coming Latte Tam Bamayan. It shouldn't be considered Tavlinim. Right?
You don't want water.
So let's plug it in. If you hold like the first Mahalach in Taisvas, that the derech is Mexican Mavashal, because the derech to put what? To put a korm shemarim. Who puts the tea bag first before the water? Right? We said the whole lumdus is a chash of bishlai, they irim iklimirishon. Right? So a royal ligzor beklisheni bechogav because of Mexican Mavashal. Because a person is not going to know whether you put the tea leaves first or you put it the water first. So if you don't know like that, then you got to ask her. We don't know. Lamaisa, even though most people might do one way, but you still you don't know. So therefore, it makes sense why the Poskim brought up Mexican Mavasso by soaking the tea bags in the Klisheni. And how do you plug it in the corner of Rebbe Kivager? Corner of Rebbe Kivager, the whole reason why there's no Mexican Mavasso with Tavlinin is because why? Tavlinim are what? Are to put Tom in the mime, right? There are no... Tavlinim is... What is the greatness of Tavlinim? That it's a spice. And they can work even without bishul. Tea bags cannot make an impression on water unless it also has a koch of bishul. Right? Tavlinim are such a thing that they're, you know, raw-wise they can accomplish something with the putting in the taste. But tavlinim lemaisa, that's the tavlinim lemaisa. Tavlinim nosin tamim, and therefore lemaisa, what do you do? It's partial tavlinim that they're only work because of what? Because of Tzorach Bishul, then the tea bags, Lamaisa, is Bikoch Bishul. So Memela, you understand why also there be a problem in Mexican Mavashal. The whole Lumdus was in the Mexican Mavashal, by classic Tavlinim, is because they don't need Koch Bishul. But by tea bags, it needs its Koch Bishul. So Memela, there should be a problem. Okay. We didn't get up to Avar V'Malach. Okay, I want to just... Tomorrow... Daniel is going to say a chabura right after Mincha. Okay, I'm going away for Shabbos, so I'm going right after Daniel's chabura, so I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Rav Sarfati Shlita is going to give shir tomorrow, but I want you tomorrow to chazer over, try to do the whole simon, mechaber and Ramah, Mishra Brura, Shin Yud Ches, because on Monday we're going to start Shia and Chazara, okay? Because we got to get moving in Shreshin and Gimel. Try to the best you can. He's going to speak about Ein Bishlach or Bishl, okay? So we've learned that good, so you don't need Mar Makimus for that. 11:55 to 1. I want to just close with something in Chumash from the Parsha. He also is going to speak about the Parsha, just very, very quick. And then we'll pick it up. We got to do Avraham Malach very quick on Monday, but I want to start Reshit and Gimel. Just I want to say over three Meshech Chachmas very quickly. Number one, it says that the snake bites you, Hashem will heal you in the Parsha. It says Vahaya. Vahaya is always a Lashon Simcha. Vahi is a Lashon Bad. How is it a Lashon Simcha if someone gets bit? So Meshech Chachma says beautifully, you know what he says? He says, because anyone who had any illness, who got bit, was healed. Not just someone who got bit was healed from the bite, but any other illness that a guy had, that's why it's Vahoya. So I think the Musar Aska from that Meshech Chachma is a lot of times things at first glance look terrible. You have to have the Emunah B'tocha, Koman D'Omer Rachman L'Tavu David. It'll come out good. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to have that attitude. Gamzu L'Tov is a higher attitude, says the Patek Rav. That when something's bad, you can see the good right now. That for an average Yid is not found in Shulchan Aruch. But Koman D'Rachman L'Tavu David, which means in the future it'll be good, you have to have that Emunah B'tocha. That's quoted in the Mechaber. Gamzu L'Tov is a higher Madrega, that's not quoted. So you see this notion from that first Meshech Chachma. Number two. It says everyone cried for Aaron when he passed away. He says, you see from here, Lamaisa, that there was never a Rotzeach B'Shogeg in the Midbar. Because a Rotzeach B'Shogeg's mother would have been happy that he died because he came free. So it must be, if everyone's crying for Aaron, it must be, Lamaisa, that it never happened. Maybe we could add on, but Aaron was the emblematic of Oiv Shalom V'Roiv Shalom. You look at the last Ram in Hilchos Chanukah. Last Ram Nichols Chanukah, the whole Torah is for the sake of Shalom. I heard Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal once discuss that. The whole Torah is for Shalom. So that's why everyone's crying. Ein machzik bracha ela Shalom. You want a glass to give someone what? A bracha of Shalom? You want to give someone a bracha? What glass does the bracha have to be in? A Shalom glass. Last Mishnah Shas. A bracha not in the landscape of Shalom is not a bracha. That's why everyone's crying. The man that symbolized Shalom for us, Oyv Shalom, Roy of Shalom. And the third Meshech Chachma is you got to be normal. You know, we ask Edom, can we go by Edom? Can we cross by? You know, we don't want to touch anything. We don't want anything. No. But there's a whole Arichas, a few psukim there. You know, a lot of Nisim happened for us. What does he have to go through this whole Arichas? Because he's trying to say, we're not a rebellious nation. We didn't leave Paro rebelliously. We're not going to give you any trouble. We're not going to make trouble. There are Nisim that happened. We're a special people. All we want to do is pass through. And they say no. Something that's vicious, that's cruel, that we can't stand for. We don't go through their nation, but the reason the Pesukim bring out, that's how cruel these guys were. Such a people, we were not rebellious people. We had Nisim Amitos. We're a special people. All we want to do is pass through. The cruelness the Torah is not going to stand for. So these three elements, Lomites, from these three Meshech Chachmas, we should think about. Very, very important, this notion of something that's bad. Bez Hashem, we have to have the moon of things that come out good. Number two, the notion of Shalom. And number three, this notion of what you got to, every person, bench, Yidin, non-Yidin, you got to be normal, you got to be nice, and you can't be cruel. That's what the Torah is trying to bring out. You guys are being cruel by not letting us go. I understand, would understand if we're rebellious and don't trust us. We're not rebellious. Nisim happened for us. We don't want to cause any problems. Still, no. That type of attitude is not a Yiddish behavior. We have to always check ourselves that we're at. We're acting like Yidim. Baishanim, Rachmanim, and Golden Chasanim. Gomorrah and Ayin Tessim, Bezim, and Vamas. That's a Yid when you see a Yid walking on the street. Okay, we'll stop here. So I'll be here, Mincha, and Daniel, you'll give. And then, so that's the schedule. I'll see you at Monday, Bezim. Okay? All right.